When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is a Phonik Media production.
Hey friend, welcome back to another installment of Business Marriage. Today on the podcast, we'll be talking about what happens when things aren't quite perfect. Oh, I tell you what.
What?
It's been a day already, isn't it?
Oh, it has been a day, isn't it?
God, by the time of recording, the little one woke up. It's good that we're recording it today because you get the real authentic sense of business and family and all that stuff. Because otherwise you're like, oh, everything is kind of perfect, isn't it?
Or it's really
is
not.
It fuck? Little one woke up at about 2:30. And then we did that cardinal sin again just to make him go back to sleep.
Put him in our bed.
He was at the door. So he does this thing like he wraps the blankets round him like a little old lady, like a shawl. And he gets really annoyed if the blanket's not right over his shoulders. He's such a weird little kid. Hopefully when he listens to this when he's older, he realises that I say that with endearment and affection.
They love me, really.
But he's like, want to go downstairs? I'm like, it's 2:30 in the morning. Like, no, go back to sleep. I want to go in daddy's bed. Right, come on, daddy's bed. That's mummy and daddy's bed, but he...
To be fair, he did go straight off when he got into the bed.
Yeah, till 4 o'clock. No, he did. Yeah, till about 3:45.
And then he was like, I want to go downstairs. So in the end,
to go downstairs.
James got so annoyed. He was like, okay, I'll take you down. And there's a split second where I thought, I should volunteer. And I thought, nah. And then James left and I thought to myself...
So what would you do? Hold, stop there. So dear listener... I'd like you to stop there. So one of you, so you've been woke up. I was the one who got out of the bed to go and get the kid in the first place, by the way.
He was calling you, to be fair.
He was always calling me, though. So I'm the one who's got up at 2:30. I'm now the one who's been getting kicked in the back since 3:45. So now I'm getting up at 4 o'clock, okay? So just ask yourself morally, what would you do in this situation? Because I'll tell you what I would do. I would then, if I know it's 4 o'clock, I'll go, do you know what? Let me set an alarm for like 5:30. I've just realised this is not relevant to the podcast, but we've left some of the garden furniture out there. The foxes have had it. The foxes have fucking eaten my pillow.
Oh, God.
Bastards.
Are they
anyway.
Eating it?
Well, yeah, it was moved, isn't it?
Oh, they've probably done all sorts on that.
Yeah.
God.
The bonking
way you hear,
on it, shitting
you hear
on
those
it.
Foxes in the night.
Yeah!
Absolutely awful.
Anyway, sorry, point being. So if I knew you'd got woken up at 4 o'clock, I'd probably set an alarm for, well, I'd get up at 5 anyway. But if I wasn't one of them, eye roll counter. Freya, in a previous episode, listener Freya asked for an eye roll counter. That's one. I've counted one. But I'd set an alarm for like 5:30. So then I've done a little bit. So then you go back to bed till 7.
So if this makes you feel better, when you
what
left,
you
I thought to myself, I should set an alarm, have another hour, and then swap with James so that James can come back to bed.
Oh, that's nice.
But then I must have just rolled over and forgot. And then I woke up and it was like 6:30.
Yeah.
No, was it?
That's quarter to 7.
I don't know.
Six? Shut up.
Oh,
was it
well.
Six? Anyway.
I swear, George as well, last night, looked at me and just went, Mummy, I hate you. And I was like, what? I was like, you
like
hate
that.
Me? And then he was like, oh, I love you. And I was like, I swear he said
so
he hates me.
So he told you that he hates you last night.
Yeah.
He's then told, he's woken us both up at 2:30.
I've
then been out of bed at 4 o'clock. So you're
and
thinking that's pretty bad. So is he done being a knobhead for the day?
No.
So I go upstairs. I want to go and have a little bit of. I want to do my
bit of James time.
Wim Hof breathing. I like to do my breathing. We're going to talk about this later. Actually, I need my phone. I forgot my phone. Yeah, we're going to talk about this stuff later. We're going to talk about what happens when things don't go perfect, right? And they hear no, George. No, George.
And my voice again.
That's so naughty. No, that's so naughty. Like, if George has been naughty, he gets told he's naughty. If he's been really naughty, he's so naughty. So I'm like, what's happened? Wait till Daddy sees. And I'm thinking.
Oh, no.
I left him with crayons. That little
shit.
Oh,
so it's you.
Yeah. I got the crayons out and put it on because he loves
red
drawing.
Red crayon all over the living room walls.
Like, four walls. He's just drawn on four walls.
So I've had to get it off with a cloth. So now we've probably just got like paint missing on all the walls. But then he just sits there and then you're like, right, sit on that step, do not move. And he's like, no. And I'm like, oh my God, he just does not listen, this kid.
And then he kept going, sorry. He's going, sorry,
I'm
Daddy.
So sorry. I'm like, yeah, Daddy. Well, sorry's not good enough.
But how do you deal with that though? I'd love if there's like parenting know. Experts, do write into the show. Hello at businessmarriagepod.com.
When you've got a 2.5-year-old who just does not listen.
So then he's drawn on the wall. So you sit him on the naughty step. Yeah. You tell him he's been naughty and then leave him sort of like, crying for like 5 minutes. And he keeps saying, sorry, do you like, because it's not okay.
No, it's not
so
okay.
But how do you not acknowledge, okay. How do you acknowledge the sorry without making it all right?
I don't know.
Get in touch with the show. Hello, yeah. Business and Marriage Pod.
Any parenting advice, always welcome.
Yeah, please.
It has been a bit of a random week, though, isn't it, so
far? It has been. Exactly why we talk about what happens when things aren't quite perfect. Also, if you're listening to the podcast, you might be able to hear this.
Ready?
Chink him.
Chink, chink, chink.
If you're watching the podcast,
hey!
It's the official
O's mug.
Ever business marriage
We're
merch.
We're so excited.
Who's
and
a mug? Would you
we
like?
Turn it round and you drink like that and it's like, I'm a mug.
I'm a mug. Oh, or... You think from a design...
My tea's gone cold now.
You can't microwave that either.
No.
I won't microwave these cups either. So no. If you've been a mug or someone in your life has been a mug, if you'd like to nominate a mug, you can win one of these very mugs.
Yeah, all you got to do is be honest, basically. Those moments where even you question your own moral compass and go, that was bad.
Or I've had one of them weeks where I'm questioning it every day.
Yeah, me too, to be fair. Anyway. So if you want to win a mug and then have a cup of tea with us when you're listening to the podcast. So
it's like having a cup of tea.
You just got to write in to hello@businessmarriagepod.com.
Right, before we get into the main part of content, we've actually got some useful stuff we're going to try and share with you guys today.
Do we?
Actually, we're going to be more than anything, we're just going to start the show, we like to do review of the week.
Oh,
I should
wow.
have like a little fanfare, shouldn't I?
There you go. I don't know what that was.
That will do.
It's more like a balloon pump.
It was another thing that George did yesterday on the way back from nursery, he out of nowhere. So if you listened to a previous episode, you know that Hayley got in a rage about
the balloon.
Do you remember
the balloon episode where I burst the balloon?
She burst the balloon because she got so annoyed with the kids. George out of nowhere yesterday after he got in the car from nursery. This is like what? This a month ago now?
This actually makes me feel bad because it's like it stayed on his mind.
But he went, balloon burst. I went, what balloon burst? He went, Louis's balloon. And I was like, I think he's remembered, so I'm not going to dig into this. I went, what balloon? He went, Louis' birthday balloon. And I was
No.
Okay. I said, how did it burst? He went, it went in the bath. I went, is that how it burst? He went, no. I went, how did it burst? He went, it burst. I went, yeah, how did that happen? He went, mummy burst it. She was very angry.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, and he went, Louis was very, very sad. Naughty mummy.
Oh, dear.
So he remembered. So we've had a faux pas, apparently.
Yeah, it's great that I'm... installing that memory on my children.
Fantastic.
Oh well.
Great parenting.
Can't be
anyway,
perfect,
review of the week. So let's have a here you go. Review of the week. So this is Russinkin. Someone's left us a review. Starts with an R. And the review goes, I love this podcast, the reality of marriage, family life with young kids and running businesses. Made me laugh loads from start to finish. It's great listening to an open conversation on these subjects. Lots of things that couples, parents and business owners don't admit to. This is real life. Well done, James and Hayley, for producing this podcast. Can't wait to listen. Until the next episode. Thank you, Ruskin.
I must admit, there are times now when I'm like talking to a potential client that I think, oh my God, if they'd listened to my podcast, they'd be listening about like my dry feet, all my ailments, the just things that I just like mess up all the time. But yeah.
2023 is all about authenticity. Okay, so it's all about authenticity. So thank you very much.
Love it.
Let me print it out really badly. Rosinkle.
It's because James Rosinkle. Is in charge of printing out today. So
I also just wanted to say, big shout out if you're listening in one of our top countries
around the world.
UK.
This exciting.
The United States.
Hello. Hello, the United States.
In fact, I'll tell you what we'll do, just for a bit of fun, we'll get you to welcome them in their native accent.
I'm not doing that.
No, UK.
I'm definitely not doing that.
UK, say hello to the UK.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm so bad at accents.
What about America?
It will just get me in trouble. Just no.
Say hello to the Americans.
Howdy.
The Netherlands. That's Holland.
She's not doing it, James.
Singapore.
I'm just not doing it.
No, definitely don't.
I can't
Ireland,
do accents. It's
Spain,
a bit of a running joke.
Germany,
like.
Australia, Canada, Mexico, the UAE.
G'day, mate. I'm going to do Australia because I've got family there, so I feel like
The UAE and Kenya. Any of those you want to take on?
No.
Absolutely not.
I think that's amazing, though.
The UAE, we were in the top charts in the United
Why?
Arab Emirates last
bit bad,
week.
I just think Why?
We were like number 27 with a 27th.
Maybe there's
show.
Like someone.
And Ireland.
Actually, like starting a business and thinking, I need some really good advice. I'm going to listen to this podcast.
I genuinely hope not. Czech
Did
Republic
you
as well.
Two lots?
Czech Republic. Yeah, I went wrong. So you've got like a back and a front for this week's episode.
Oh, James.
Anyway, things have not been going perfect this week. So we're going to talk all about what happens when things don't go. It's got to
be. No, it doesn't. Fairground attraction.
Perfect. Doesn't have to be perfect.
Doesn't. It's misleading information.
It is. God damn it.
No.
Very aggressive. I like it though.
Yeah.
So, do you know one of the things that I also noticed last week? Oh. I was watching the video because they didn't cut the camera angles.
I mean, I'm not happy about the camera angle still, but James tells me there's no other way around it.
But there's at one point, there's just a view of me, but I'm listening to you talk and I just like play with every single inch of my beard.
It's like,
I'm not, what
you
am I doing?
You do that all the time though, it really annoys me.
It's because I can't
one of
grow
the things,
a full
like,
beard.
We'll be having a conversation and he's just like playing with his beard and I'm like, just stop. It's so annoying.
Anyway, let's talk about the lack of perfection in our life, shall we?
Yeah, this is there a lot.
We like to have authenticity in this podcast. We like to let you guys know that you're not alone. So,
you're not alone.
That's a good song, wasn't it?
It was a good song. I don't know who sings it.
Olive. There you go. So what's been going on in business?
You're having a week. James. Honestly, like when he said
she's
today
having a week, guys.
We're going to talk about, yeah, like when... It's got to
be. Lack of perfection.
Lack of perfection. Well, it's a difficult one because I wouldn't say in my work that I lack perfection because if anything, I'm a perfectionist. Yeah.
And that's not the point of this conversation though, is it?
I just want to clarify that.
Okay.
But it's about... Yeah, I don't know. Like, I find that I'm just, you know, they say, like, you create habits and, or you like cycles. So, you know, I know the things that I need to be doing in my business to get me to the next level or get me more consistent or, do you know what I mean? And
so, do you do them?
I'm starting to, but no, not enough. I am getting better again.
To know and not to do.
But it's like, it's that kind of, and I think that is another thing with me. I'm one of these people that think, well, when I get that chunk of time, I'll do this and then it will be perfect. And that's what I think, like.
It's never going to be perfect.
And that's my issue, is that I'm always like, well, when I have all this time to like write out my whole entire content plan for the next sort of 6 months, get it all looking lovely, it doesn't
happen.
I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you. Oh, that's going to be a great angle.
I hate this angle.
I've got a question. I'm being so polite that I'd like to put my hand up so I don't talk over you because I've realised last episode as well I talk over you a lot.
You talk a lot and you don't finish your sentences a lot and it's just a bit like...
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can ask me a question.
So you said there...
Oh, here we go.
No, come into this with the right energy.
I am.
Because Gollum. How many times are you going to allow this to happen before you do something about it?
I am doing something about it.
Don't, Hayley.
I
love you more than
about.
Life itself.
You've obviously got something in your head.
I haven't got something
in
my head.
What specifically are you thinking about when you say
you
that?
You end up doing the same thing again and again. You keep making the same mistake again and again and again.
I know. Do you know what it is?
But then you get defensive about it. So
I do get defensive.
Rewind a second ago. No, I don't. No. But then I've just said it, you've gone, yeah, I do.
Do you know as well, it's like unrealistic. I've been time tracking. Ever since my time management episode, I have been time tracking. And
my
the other day I sat and I was like, when I say to someone, oh yeah, I just put a slide together for you, like a presentation slide, in my head I'm like, half an hour. And it's like 2 hours later. Mm-hmm. And I think, wow. You know, and I only have so many hours in a day because like between like kids, school runs, etc. I'm trying to get out of work in the evening. It's not really happening. Yeah, and I just think, like so, I sit in a bit of procrastination and then it's procrastination, but then
it's
like...
not procrastination because you're always doing stuff. Procrastinate...
Yeah, but like procrastination about like...
So is that what it actually is?
Like, this is a really stupid thing. This is a really silly thing, but like my desktop on my computer is an absolute mess.
If I hear about this fucking
desktop... No, I know, and it's like, it's such a mess. And it's like my download folder, my computer's getting slower, which for design work is not great. But then rather than just doing a little bit, like 15 minutes here and there, I, in my head, say I need a big chunk of time because I need to do it all in one go. And then I just get annoyed because then I don't do it and then I get busy. So I don't know, like with the perfection, I don't believe that I'm chasing perfection necessarily.
We're not saying that. We're saying
it's about, do you know what? It's true. I've heard this recently about in a coaching session.
Great coaching if you're not doing anything with it.
I am doing everything with it, though. If
you're
if you think of what I've achieved I'm doing, I've made massive changes.
100%. But you have 1,000 gazillion percent, you have got to the next plateau. And if you don't you're going
to
stay there.
I'm at a plateau and I need to push through. But someone said the other day, get out of your head that in business it will ever be perfect. It will ever be... It will ever be like plain sailing.
You do this
everything,
all the time.
All your ducks are in a row.
I love you.
Get off me.
Let me just say, first and foremost,
so condescending.
No, but I feel like I can do this because otherwise you'd get really annoyed.
You poke the bear, James.
I'd love to poke the bear. Let's you lead. He's back, everybody. Watch out. Warning sign. Warning.
That's more bestiality than let you lead.
I didn't mean it. Don't be in the... But you, like, I can do this on a podcast because you can't get, like, super annoyed because you know there's cameras.
Give a shit.
You do give a shit, though.
So annoyed.
Now you're a local celebrity. you really care. But
just make your point.
But my point being is that you...
Getting nervous, are you? No. Getting nervous. Shaking.
This is what you're doing.
Yeah, classic, I'm getting defensive.
Classic defensive.
What's it used to say? The snake.
Yes, spitting your poison everywhere. Snake face.
If James would call me up and say that I'm doing, like, where I'm being a knob or just something stupid, I'd get really defensive, as I am now. I'm proving his point. And then he'd be like, oh, the snake. And it'd be like, anyway, it's what's your point? Tell me
my
your point.
My point is that you know you're never going to get that chunk of time for things to be perfect. Your to-do list is never going to be done. As an entrepreneur and a business owner, and I hope that people listen to this, take this point on board as well, you are never going to fit it all in.
Yeah.
You're never going to get find up and the be time. Like, you have to invest the time.
Everything's
you're not
perfect.
You're not going to have a situation where you've got, oh, I've got a half day here. Oh, brilliant. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to clean up all my desktop. It's just never going to fucking happen. So you've got to take imperfect action consistently to get to the place where you need to be.
Okay.
You have hit a plateau.
That's cool, though. I'm excited because it means that I'm about to go to the next level.
But you won't go to the next level unless you start to... I'm just going to tell it as it is. But you're not going to get to the next level unless you do something about
well,
it.
I am and
you
doing keep, something.
You're not doing something about it. Let's have
what
it right.
What can I do about it? I've got someone coming in to start working with me.
Yeah.
I'm tracking my time and actually now seeing where my time's going.
But again, this is the thing with you, right? So you tracked it for like 3.5 weeks. Oh no, I've got to keep tracking it. How long for?
Ever? How do you not do it forever?
No, you fucking don't do it forever. You track it to learn the lesson, then you learn the lesson.
I won't do it for at least a month, 2 months.
Again,
actually.
Hit classic Hayley. Classic Hayley, guys. She can't do anything about it because she hasn't tracked the time for 2 exact perfect months. And if there's a day where she falls off, she'll go back to the beginning again.
All right.
But are you taking the point on board?
I don't really know what the point is because you're not actually giving me any advice on what I should be doing to change. You're just telling me that I won't do it and that I won't get to the next level.
Look at what your time is.
Effectively, you've just put me down.
No, that's not what I've done at all. I could get your time tracking sheet and I could tell you where you're wasting your time right now. What's costing you money to work on?
Yeah.
So what have you done about it? Because we had that conversation last Thursday and it's now Tuesday.
We didn't have that conversation. I looked at it on Sunday.
No, you did look at it on Sunday.
I sat and did it on Sunday night.
No, you didn't. You were doing work on Sunday night because all of a sudden you got into one of them mega flats.
We sat and,
you're like,
and did it on Sunday night.
I'm going to have Dennis McClan again.
Because
Dennis McClan
you were bathing
again.
The kids and I was sat down and I was like, you said, do it now. And I was like, okay.
You done it before that.
But anyway, so
what have you done with that information now?
I stored it. I have made massive changes, though. You just don't see it.
I focus on
anyway,
every
let's move
bit
on to you. Come on. Tell us, why are you so perfect?
No, but what are you going to do about it? Let's take actionable steps because this is useful
for
people.
I am going to keep time tracking for 2 months. No,
why
in all
time track for 2 months? You don't need to. You can see it. It's on paper.
Yeah, I'm going to have that. I'm going to have conversation. I know what I'm going to do.
Tell me.
Gonna do. I'm going to have conversations.
Tell the listener.
With people. About.
When would you like to have that conversation?
I don't know. But I will. Moving on. It's got
to be. This is going to be a bad episode. This could be the one. When people look back at what broke our marriage up, this could be the one. So annoying. In other news, nothing's been going perfect for me either.
Why?
And I don't say that I'm the finished article. So two things. I would say one, I have been getting more focused on the exact right client that I want to work with.
Yep.
And for. And I think there's probably a little bit of a crossover point when you get real clarity on that you realise how much of the wrong type of client you've currently got.
Yeah.
Now, it's not a bad thing. So I like the people all individually.
Yeah.
But the more I look at actually like who's the ideal type of client, we've probably got 50-50.
Okay.
We've got 50% of the right client, 50% of the wrong client, based on where we're trying to go. Now, again, evolution is not going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit of a process. And you have to be sort of in a rush to get somewhere, I think. But you've also got to be patient that you're not going to get there instantly.
Yeah.
But you've got to have that drive to do something about it. So I'm very proactively now going after the right type of client. So one of the things we wanted to do was to go after other agencies, because back in the day when I used to work in PR, when I had a big client base, it was because I opened the door. Smirk.
Do you know what? I thought I'm just going to smile to be engaging. Camera. And it's like, I might as well just sit and just
dead
be like
behind
that.
The eye.
Kate talking, James.
That is not a good angle from that camera.
I don't care.
You do.
It's not a good angle anywhere.
Anyway,
like this.
So I've now been going after PR agents. You look like one of them weird like horror dolls.
Do I?
Going after PR agencies, and that's already starting to bear fruit, so that's good.
Bear fruit. I hate that. I don't know why. You come out with some really wafty sayings.
Anyway, so that's been good.
Bear fruit. Okay, I'll give you some feedback.
It goes
so,
poisonous.
Whereas I procrastinate and like give my time away for free, effectively, this is what you do. So there's a really good book called Traction by Gino Wickman that James has been reading for about 6 months. And every
was
time.
Was it your book?
It's
was
my
it
book.
Your book?
Yeah.
Did you finish it?
I've read most of it.
Oh, okay.
Not how front to back.
Okay. So I just wanted to put
because
it in
you
there.
Stole it and then I haven't
no,
read
no,
it back.
Because you gave it to me.
I said you could read it and then 6 months later, I still haven't got
I'm
it
I'm
going
to buy you a fucking other copy today.
And basically,
how do you like them
all I ever hear is, yeah, when I finish reading Traction, I should just read Traction. I'm like, just fucking read it. Like,
yeah, but I have been.
Yeah. And then he reads it and then he goes, yeah, but I think like now I need to read it again. I'm like, for fuck's sake.
Well, I'm going to have to read it again.
How many times do you have to read it?
You have to take. Got it here. Great book, by the way.
It's a great book.
Shout out Gino Wickman.
But I'm just saying, you fall a
We're
bit into a like,
now.
That is your, you don't see it, but that is your form of trying to be perfect.
Do you know the last time that I did this process? Well, I went through something and then I went back to the beginning and did the steps.
Yeah.
When I've learned how to do podcasting. And how's that worked out for you?
Yeah, I'm
how's
not saying it's not a good thing, but I'm just saying.
You've had two
like,
of your
I just
own top podcasts, haven't you?
I have actually.
Haven't you? So oh, yeah. It's all right for
do you.
Do
you know what? I've been asked to appear on a female.
Done with my section, guys. We're back to Hayley.
Magazine. But the point was, is what that she said, what do I call you now? Like a podcast legend? And I was like, oh my God,
yeah.
I am a podcast legend.
Yeah, sure.
For the listener that listens. Anyway, moving
the
on.
Other,
no, not moving on
the,
going
other,
back to you.
The other part of perfection that didn't go quite right in the last couple of weeks. So I was going to run off the back of this podcast launch. There's been lots of new stuff that we've sort of implemented within the agency that we did specifically for this launch. Because as I've mentioned on the show previously, at least once a year, I like to launch a new show to go back through the process to make sure this all like works still. And the system and process that I learned by listening to something, then re-listening to it and taking notes and taking action
steps.
No, I'm
not saying that. That's a good thing. But I'm just saying, you're always saying like, oh, I need to read this in order to do this, or I need to listen to this, or I need to watch this in order to do this. You do.
She's good at this.
Whatever.
Now, isn't she? Spitting her poison all over the gaff.
If you can get a snake.
Anyway, so there's Eddie. Yeah. Alex will definitely do that.
I love it.
There's been some great clips going out. Shout out to Alex as well for all the great clips. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I keep getting sort of DMs and messages from people going, oh, yeah, how did you do this? Or why did you do this? Or how did you secure that media coverage? Or blah, blah, blah. Or asking us about the Audi network. Shout out to Audi again.
Audi!
Wow, that was unexpected. So I thought rather than like responding to DMs one at a time. I'll just do like a little webinar thing. And I'll do like a non-bullshit, non-salesy kind of thing. And I'll actually just give people like, this is how we did the launch. And I've got a mailing list of, I don't know, 1,500 people, something like that. Do you know how many people turned up? How many people registered? 27. Do you know how many people turned up? 13. So from
well, it's
a perspective...
Better than none.
Is better than none, but also then I was going to roll out a 2-day training course.
Yeah.
Because again, I get asked all the time. Not everyone could afford to work with an agency, and I appreciate that. Because we're very expensive.
You do have an online course.
Have got an online course, and I was going to do an in-person course because I've had people go, could I do some training with you?
Yeah, yeah.
But then as soon as you put the offer out, no one fucking buys it. So again, for me,
I'd spent a
couple of days worth of time, you know, travelled up to Northampton because I was going to do it as a joint venture with another company. You know, spent probably, 2 or 3 days working on that and it just didn't sell.
But sometimes, like we've said before, you've got to try these things. But if you're honest with yourself, knowing where you're taking your agency, it's probably not the right fit anyway, is it?
No, it's not. So then it begs the question, why did I do it?
Because you like being in person and connecting with people as well. I think there's still a level of like that.
I really enjoy
doing
the training stuff, but there we go. So it's not been perfection in our life.
Definitely
this week.
Not.
But we're getting there, guys.
Are we?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm having a nervous breakdown this month.
Do you?
Yeah.
This is encouraging.
No, maybe not a nervous breakdown. That's actually a bit extreme, isn't it? For people that have actually had nervous this breakdowns. I feel very like anxious at the minute. I feel very unsettled.
Mm.
But then I keep hearing from people. And again, I've said before, I'm a little bit spiritual. I don't know, yeah, I guess, but not massively, but I am. I believe in like the universe, and people keep saying to me,
"What sort of level of spirituality have you got?"
Well, like I believe that there's like life after death and ghosts and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Wow, that was a big heavy. And I keep hearing people say, "I think there's something going on because everyone I talk to is feeling like this at the minute." And then I read somewhere that it's something to do with like the universe, the way the planets are. I don't know. Maybe it's all just rubbish. Who knows?
Thank you for that information. On this,
you're
welcome. Might also be that there's a global downturn, a war still going on, and banks are collapsing. So,
brilliant. Okay, moving on.
That's cheery. Anyway, should we try and cheer everybody up? We're going to have a small business shout out.
Got it wrong.
Small business shout out. Small business shout out. Shout out. Small business shout out.
It's a bit like, I know what that is, like techno.
What's still going on? Christ.
My goodness. Whoa.
It's time for the small business shout out. So every week on the podcast, as well as having big fancy... I listened to our podcast this morning.
See what you just did then? You didn't finish your sentence. As well as having big fancy...
brands on our podcast.
Yep.
And then I was going to segue to... I'd listened to our podcast this morning.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I've heard it with adverts on. So there was a comedy show that we were advertising on our podcast. Do you know who else was advertising on Business Marriage?
What?
Fucking Nando's.
Shut up.
I made it. I think I get free chicken
Nando's.
Now.
I love Nando's. I love Nando's.
She loves Nando's.
I love it so much.
I'm going to take you for lunch today. We're going to Nando's.
My favourite. I'm so excited
but
about Nando's.
Nando's advertising on our podcast.
Oh my gosh.
How cool is that? But anyway, as well as having big brands sponsor our podcast, like Nando's, Hayley's favourite.
Love it.
She's never out of Nando's.
I love paying that money.
If I can't find her in
the
house, I'm like, where is she? Fucking Nando's again.
No, I love paying that for chicken and chips.
You're like, what?
I love paying that sort of price for chicken and chips.
Nando's is not chicken and chips.
No, I'm joking. I love it. I love all the sauces. I love it. I love it.
You made this worse. Anyway, as well as big brands on the podcast, we also like to shout out smaller businesses. Now, we're not sure if this is a small business because it might be a massive business, but
I think it's a massive
business.
They are
brilliant. So basically, we like to shout out businesses that are fantastic. They've got great customers.
Anyone we want to, basically. There's no rules here.
But also people that we've actually exchanged money with, used, and had a great service with. So I'm going to shout out this week.
Use and abuse. I don't know why.
Use and abuse. I'll tell you what, the price. I felt like I abused them at this kind of price. Shout out today. The small business shout out is Mixed Tiles.
Oh, love it.
So Mixed Tiles, right? So in our office, we've got like 40 or 50 of the podcast artworks of the shows that we've launched.
Not 166. Why have you not got all of them?
I was going to say something nice there before you. I roll counter, 2. Before I was going to say, because you've done most of them for us, all of the fabulous work that you've done. No, fuck you now.
Thanks, babe.
Anyway, thanks to Mixtiles, because I was in our office. We've got some of the artworks created on the wall. I'll put a link
which
in the show
notes. Which looks
epic. Which does look epic, to be fair. And I was like, I need to get some more done. And normally, you know, you have to get like a photo. We're shit for this, aren't we? We get the photos done.
There are no
the
photos
frames
in our house of George, I don't think, since he's been born.
Yeah, he's only 2.5 though. We've still got time. And then, but Mixtiles, you get these, like, they're printed and they come framed and they've got double-sided tape and they're like light plastic.
Well, you just
framed.
Stick them on.
You literally just stick them on. They're like double-sided tape.
Why are we not doing that in the house?
Oh, yeah, we should do.
Oh, my God. Like, honestly, these Velcro strips don't work anymore. Me and James can't even hammer a nail into a wall. We'd probably go
Mixed
through
tiles,
like
right?
a, I don't
Shouting
know, electrical
that again.
Circuit.
I got something like 12 different images and it was like 130 quid. It was like a tenner.
I love Mixed Tiles. No, honestly, we will put a picture because his office looks amazing. And actually, isn't your like banner that you have at events part of like that kind of look as well? Like all
yeah,
the,
so it looks like the
all
the
Mixed Tiles type thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
So this was a great thing.
What's their
though.
Website?
Mixtiles.com. And you can just search them everywhere. They might be massive. This might not
they
be
might
small
be massive,
a shout
but
out,
still,
but
I love
brilliant.
It.
The
I love that.
Service. So I'd sign up for an account. I said, because my business partner, Paul, had previously printed some out. So where did you get those things from? He said, I think it was called Mixtiles. So I Googled it, set up an account. Touched my beard again. Ordered 12 prints, paid for it. Had a confirmation email in under 5 minutes. You know, normally you have to like sign up for an account, then you have to confirm the account and all
Amazing.
That shit. I didn't have to do any of that
Love
stuff.
Love it.
And then straight away, before checkout, would you like 20% off?
Yes, I do.
When I send you the email after, like you spent 130 quid.
Oh, it's to get
like,
you back, oh. James. It's a very simple sales tactic.
Sorry, Karen Brady. I didn't realize you were going to break down the psychology of sales for me.
Yeah, I'm so good at selling.
Oh, amazing. When you're not too busy doing shit, you're not getting paid for.
I'm not
for.
Amazing at selling.
Anyway, you are good at selling. I think you're very good at selling.
Selling my soul.
Selling yourself. That sounds weird, doesn't it? But anyway, so with Mixtiles, I'd ordered it and I'd paid for it and I had a discount and within 5 minutes I was done.
Wow, we get it.
Yeah, right?
Carry on.
Ask me how long it took for them to turn
up. 5 minutes.
2 days. Don't be stupid.
I can't believe it.
12 images. 12 images.
12 images, 5 minutes, 20% before you put it through the checkout, and he got there in 2 days.
Could make this stuff up.
Mind blown.
Shout out Mixtiles.
Love you. No, but
Shout
seriously,
out to
let's do that in the house. So we got two, actually, because at the weekend, and it actually kind of helps with the kind of theme of, like, things don't have to be perfect. So
oh, yeah.
We live in a world, and I am massive hold my hands up that I have always kind of been someone that buys should we say quantity of clothes over quality. You know, like my mum and dad love a bargain, but you know, like
so do you.
You know, like the high street brands that churn out this kind of like fashion that is very seasonal, and then the idea is that people kind of get rid of it and then get more.
They call it fast fashion now.
Fast fashion, yeah. I'm not actually sure the term. Anyway, so this is where James is laughing. So off the back of the podcast where we shouted out a local business where we live, they got in touch with me and said, oh, we're running this event called
Big in the Game
Frock Exchange. James takes me like I was invited to some press night. It wasn't like that. They just said,
they
oh,
did
we'd
invite
love-
you down,
well
though.
They did. They said, we'd love for you to come along. And I said, oh great, I'm gonna buy a ticket because I'm a massive believer in, like, as much as I joke about semi-free stuff, like I want to pay my way. So it's called frockexchange.co.uk, and it was in our local town. It's set up by two ladies, Sharon and Jade, who run their own businesses. One had like a whole career in fashion, the other has got her own marketing agency. And it's all about this kind of sustainable fashion. So I actually love going into a charity shop and buying stuff and getting bargains. It doesn't bother me. But some people, I think there is a bit of a stigma with like secondhand. But then you've got these apps that are popping up now where they're making it
like
cool
yeah,
to
stuff,
like
yeah.
sell secondhand. Anyway, so the idea is that you buy a ticket, which helps obviously go towards charity, but also like run this event. And then you get to swap 10 items of clothing.
This was clever, to be fair.
So you take 10 items of clothing. Now they say they want it to be good quality that can be worn again. They won't accept these kind of what we call the throwaway brands. They won't accept that. And basically, it could be high street, it could be design, it could be whatever. But you swap 10 items. And in exchange, they give you tokens and then you go to this event and basically you go and shop. So you might not necessarily swap 10 for 10, but the idea is that you give away things that perhaps you don't wear anymore, that someone else can love, and then you walk away. And it was absolutely brilliant. So massive shout out. So what was interesting, right, is that there were things in my wardrobe that I loved, but if I'm honest, since having kids and things, you know, there's bits that I just can't fit into. And as much as I wish that I could, I don't know if my hips have just got bigger and it's not going to happen. But because I was like thinking, oh, someone else might really like this, it really made me think about what I was giving away. So it's a bit like, not to the extreme of Marie Kondo where I was touching it going, oh, you bring me joy. But like, it was like, there was a nice feeling of
Marie,
like...
Marie Kondo, stop doing that as I well, know. By the way. Now she's got kids.
No, she does do it, just not as much. Anyway, so cut long story short, me and my friend Kelly, we donated our clothes and Kelly had some beautiful dresses from Coast and she was like, not that she doesn't want to give it to charity, but it was nice again, feeling like it was going to go like to someone else and then in exchange she might get something. So we turn up and it was brilliant. It was in... the studio, which is a gym in our local town, and they run a lot of charities for local community. And you go along, you get your tokens, you get a free drink, you can have a glass of Prosecco, or we had a kombucha, and then you basically shop. And it was amazing, like they'd laid out all the clothes like on these beautiful rails. It was all like color coordinated,
so almost like sort
it was
of like
a shopping experience,
like yeah. Vintage kind of store rather than a charity.
It was
shop,
amazing, like a, and then yeah. Every item had the number of tokens, so I had 17 to spend, Kelly had 28. I mean, Kelly, she would laugh. She came away with like free coats. Not and I just want to say, it's not about being greedy. You don't go there and go, oh, I've just got to get 10 things. It's not like that, or like, I've got to spend my tokens. It's like, if you really like something, you're like, actually, I want that. And it made me think as well, like, am I going to wear this? If I'm not, then the person next might actually really want that. So it's really nice. I come away with some absolute brilliant stuff. I had like a coat, denim coat, some faux leather trousers, a skirt,
lovely top.
I was super happy, but more than anything, I just thought, wow, like what these two ladies are creating, they're going to do more events. And it was just a real buzz, and they had
very
people
smart.
There like showing very how smart. To make repairs on your clothes. It was just brilliant. So a massive shout out. It's www.frockexchange.co.uk, and I just want to say well done, and I love that whole idea of sustainable shopping, and it might not feel perfect for you anymore, but it could be perfect for someone else.
Oh, I like it. Small business shout-outs. Small business shout-outs done. Small business shout-outs done. This is like, it gets longer than shorter, this jingle. Anyway, so there you go. Small business shout-out. You actually had a really good time, didn't you?
I had an amazing
You've
time.
You've got a lovely top. You look beautiful in that top.
You like it because it's like V-neck, bit booby, I'm sure.
I just thought you looked very nice.
Oh, thanks, James.
You made that very CD.
I have put some pictures on my own Instagram of some of the clothes that I got.
What about tagging the show notes?
Yeah.
Hey, you're a local celebrity. Give
I'm
the people what
celebrity.
They want. Give the people what they want.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool.
Right, now it's time for our section of the podcast where we talk about... who's a mug? Who's a mug? Have you been a mug? It's who's a mug this week. And you can. This is the point
of the
show.
The idea is that we want you guys... You listener, sorry, to email or message us about something you've done where you've questioned yourself and thought that was a bit muggy. But for now, I mean, me and James
but
could just
Hayley
do
this
every week.
Where
to
she
be fair.
Should have got up, should have set an alarm to co-parent support me and didn't.
Yeah.
That's proper muggy.
And
so I could nominate her.
Yeah.
And if it was decreed that that was muggy enough, then I would win a mug for nominating her, and she would win a mug as well. Double mug. You're so angry I'll give it away two
I
mugs.
I know, I'm like,
time,
why? But it's fine. We can afford it.
About 15 quid a mug then,
I know,
bloody Jesus
what?
Christ. Anyway, if you'd like to win your own business marriage mug, then you can get in touch with the show. Hello, business marriage pod.
I think I've been the biggest mug because last night I'm so paranoid about, you know, like, obviously you should be, like when kids are eating, like toast and things. I'm always like, you know, sit down, make sure you
ridiculous.
Sit like quietly, eat your toast. And because I'm just not the fun parent, George was sort of mucking around a bit. I hadn't quite realised that he'd taken a bite of his toast. And then he was sat on the floor and I went over and I was like making him laugh. So I get excited because I'm like, oh my God, he's actually finding me funny. So it's like, oh my God, this is rare. So then I sort of like pull him on his side and I'm like tickling him. And then he just started coughing.
I was like, he's eating toast. And then
a bit of toast in his mouth. And I was like, oh my goodness, bad parent.
So in the chase of affection, you nearly choked our son to death on toast.
It's just difficult. When I'm used to being so funny and then my kids...
They don't get it.
They're just not.
You're
not
too highbrow for
I'm
them,
too,
I think.
I'm so highbrow.
I think you're very
they
highbrow.
They get it when they're older, won't they?
Probably. Yeah. If they ever get to the level of intellect to get
Maybe.
Your type of humour.
I mean, I'm pretty.
Very, very highbrow. So you were a mug because you nearly choked our son
yeah.
to death. And
I didn't choke him to death. He coughed.
Choked himself.
He coughed.
because you threw him on the floor. Because
you threw him on the floor. I didn't have to do like a Heimlich maneuver or anything. He just coughed a bit. That's not like I didn't choke.
By the way, our phones are definitely listening to us because after that conversation yesterday, you got upstairs to put Louis to bed.
Yeah.
And I went online to post something. And the first thing that I got was an advert for like, get this anti-choking mask. Imagine if you're there eating a grape by yourself, you would die. And then this like this old man, and he's got like a sucker thing. And this guy that sucks his own face is fucking weird as shit.
What?
And then there's another advert. It's like some woman like runs outside with her kid, puts him on the floor, and then like unsuckers some food out of his face. I'm thinking, first and foremost, why would you be running out of the house to do it on the fucking lawn? You just do it wherever you were. But yeah, as soon as we'd had a conversation about choking, it was like a sucker, a face sucker.
Is it like, you know, do you remember those like little magazines you used to get? Like, I don't know what magazines they come in or in the newspaper. And it's just like a magazine of like really random stuff for like older people.
Yeah.
It's sort of thing you'd get in there.
It's like £2,500 for a chair that just like
lifts you up. I mean, to be fair, I'm looking at the stairs thinking stair lift soon. I'd love it.
You would love it, wouldn't you? There you go. Anyway, so we've both been a bit... So you've been a mug because you didn't choke to our child.
Didn't choke, but yeah.
It's been like one of them weeks where you...
You've just been like, a constant.
Yeah, like I haven't moved forwards, I don't think.
Is that muggy though?
Yeah, I think it's a bit muggy.
No.
I feel like I've mugged myself. No, I'm not having it. I've mugged myself, all right?
That's a bit harsh, but...
Anyway, right, let's talk about what's been going on, because it doesn't have to be perfect.
It doesn't.
And life and family isn't always perfect either. Let's talk family. Hi there,
it's
welcome
back. It's been a week,
to,
isn't it? We've had... Yeah. Louis's been off school because he had upset belly. I literally woke... I literally... Hey, why did I do that? slap myself, in case you're not watching. I woke up on Thursday to him... Oh my God, I need to get to
you
him.
Do it all the time.
Jumping out of bed.
That's one of yours.
Like. Jumping out of bed and going, Mummy, Mummy. And I run upstairs and it's like he'd got an upset belly.
Right upstairs,
and it was just everywhere. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So Louis couldn't go to school. And so for 2 days he had a bad belly, didn't he? So he wasn't in. So we've been juggling that. And then George had medication for a cough that's never ending. Then that's finished. And now he seems to just be miserable again. I don't know if it's connected or if he's just miserable. And he's dropping his naps. He's a bit tired.
He's getting really cheeky as well. Like really the crayon
cheeky,
thing this
yeah,
morning.
That's really annoying. Really, really annoying. And the fact that like at the minute, you know, like having two boys, it's lovely. Like, they've always been really kind to one another, haven't they? Like, yeah. Louis's always been brilliant. Since the moment George was born, he, like, welcomes him. You know, because for some kids, it can be like they cannot want to have that kind of relationship. It feels like, hang on a minute, someone else is coming in and taking the attention. But Louis was never like that. But lately, oh, my goodness. Like, if they're playing, they can play nicely for, what, half an hour?
Yeah.
Sometimes they play nicely for like a bit longer, but generally it's like...
But then there's something that happens and then,
I want this,
then it's gone.
I want that. Oh, I had this first, but you've actually not been playing with it for 15 minutes, but all of a sudden, as soon as the other one gets it,
and it'll be
you
like
want
the
it.
Shittiest thing.
Oh, it's honestly, like...
the Christmas Argos catalogue that was like in a drawer. And
honestly,
then one of them
I'd
like,
put in recycling like three times.
Catalogue.
George just walks around. He doesn't even play with things, does he? He just walks around with like... Anything that's kind of rectangular is a phone.
Yeah.
Whether it's a bit of Lego or it's just... but at the minute, it's like, you know, you just want them to play nicely. And it's like, oh my gosh, they're actually doing my head in. We get to the weekend, don't we? And we're like, oh, let's just have a chilled weekend. But actually, we're kids, chilling.
It's easier to go to work.
It's just, or
it's
just
more
easier to go
to
out
work.
And do something, isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah. That's been going on. So again, it doesn't have to be perfect. Life is not always perfect. And we like to share this stuff on the podcast.
Actually, another thing is that I tried to convince James to go to IKEA because, again, another thing about that whole perfection, I'm like, George doesn't play in his room. So rather than just thinking, well, maybe he just hasn't got any toys in there that he wants to play with, I'm like, right, we need to go to IKEA. We need to get
an overhaul.
A desk. We need to do this. We need to do that. This is how my brain works. It's like everything
kid.
Has to be like, perfect, let's do it. James was not convinced. I couldn't even convince him to go and have some meatballs.
Nope.
I mean, who doesn't like IKEA meatballs?
I love IKEA meatballs. But
I don't care what's in that shit. I'm eating them. They're lush. So I didn't want to go. And then I thought, do you know what? Don't actually need to be spending money in IKEA right now. let's not do it. And I managed within our own house, we had a table and chair, like a kid's table and chair that's been sat in the garage, haven't we? So we're like, well, let's just put that up there, put his pens up there, put a little pinball that he can pin some of his stuff. I've got so many frames in this house where I'm always like, I'm going to make my office look amazing. Then I never bother printing anything out. Now I've got mixed tiles. I don't need frames. So then I found some artwork of his, put it in frames, and it's really nice up there, isn't it?
Yeah.
He still couldn't give a shit.
No, he couldn't.
He still could not give a shit.
Because he always just wants what his brother's got now. And then Louis has decided that, because we've said to him, like, that's your space, your bedroom. Like,
yeah.
It's okay for you to get. And it is important.
Yeah, it's his space.
But now, even if he doesn't really want his own space.
Get
like,
out!
He's like, I'm getting my room. You can't come in my room. But he's saying it like before he's even got in his room.
Yeah.
It's and like, now he's just out. Like doing, and then he'll be like hanging, he'll be like lingering around the door, like half playing with something.
Yeah.
In fact, he's been a bit of a mug. I'd give him
he's
a
been
mug.
A little bit of a like.
He'd be like standing by the door.
He
going,
don't want to play with him.
In.
And then in the next minute, he'd be like, Georgie, come and play with me. I'm like, that is such
mixed messaging.
You know all about that, don't you? Mixed messages. We've talked about fun cuddles before. We won't go there again though. Been quite good actually. Lechi Len has not been around much.
No, I've given up on
He's
it.
Gone.
I've given up on it. He made a reappearance on Saturday when that top came in, and then I was like, do you know what? It's not happening. So
thank you for a hit change.
There you go. Anyway, so that's what's been going on in our house. So hopefully that can give you guys some comfort at home if you've got
if
kids.
You sit there going, is this what I work for?
Yeah.
get to the weekend
and
it's
you go,
like,
do you know what? I'd rather have to go and do overs. How can I create overtime in my own business that just me? The idea, at certain points over the weekend, the idea of having to go to the office, to drive to the office quietly in the car, and sit in a silent office, sounds like the flipping dream.
I know. I tried to give you a bit of peace, didn't I, on Saturday? I was like, Sunday, I was like, oh, I'll take the kids to see Nanny and Grandad for a couple of hours. That'd be nice. And then I get there and Georgie's just like, whinge.
Do you know what I did with my time, though?
You read traction.
Hoovered the floor, and then I read traction.
Well done.
There you go. See? Getting
stuff living
done.
The dream, they say.
Living the dream.
Living
the dream indeed. Right, it's time for. Well, normally at this point of the podcast, we'd actually be doing this. We talk about Hayley's ailments because every week we find that normally Hayley's got a variety of health-based issues which are moderately self-inflicted and borderline ridiculous. And we'd like to discuss those with you here on the podcast. So again, you know that you are not alone if you suffer from living with a hypochondriac. But this week, pretty good bill of health, right?
Well, I mean, no, I've felt pretty rough every day.
Okay, sure, let's get into it.
I've had like a bit of a bellyache. I felt a bit like meh, just a bit like meh. Do you know, you just feel a bit meh, like my skin feels like... I've run out of my really good moisturiser. Rather than just... does anyone else do this, right? I know my moisturiser is amazing, right? I know it's amazing. But it's also expensive. So what I do is it runs out and then I have this internal battle of like, I don't want to pay this money. But I know I'm going to do it eventually. So just
how much is it, though?
It.
Is it like really expensive?
Oh, I don't know. It's
is that
about, like
Elemis
like,
shit?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Christ.
But
it's got,
I've
like,
been
dead
using like just
in.
Normal...
Naff.
Yeah, but my skin feels like lifeless. I feel lifeless. That's how I'd sum me up
that's
this
your,
week.
Your ailment for the
lifeless.
Week is that you're lifeless. Okay.
Yeah, need a good moisturiser.
Fair enough. I've got one final section of this podcast that I'd like to do because because things are not always perfect, which we've talked about before. It's got to be. So I think when it's not perfect, it's important to have some stuff you can fall back onto to help you. Get you back.
Oh, get you back.
Into the right frame of mind. So whether it be, reach for my phone.
Also, sorry, before we move on.
Sorry, she's not finished.
No, I'm not, right?
She's probably going to talk about
so another we're laughing
event
about
that's
invited the whole...
her over as a celebrity.
No, we're laughing about the whole like angle and I don't like the angle. I think there's more to it. So like when I sit there, I feel like I'm in tune with a different part of my brain. And then when I'm
here
sat here.
Go.
So we were saying like as an NLP expert, we need to just... remember, what is it? Because I feel different sat here. But it could be more about how I'm feeling at the minute.
Could be, couldn't it?
Could be.
Should we delve into that?
Maybe another people... time?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry, carry on.
So in this final section of the podcast, we wanted to give you something so that if you are having a down one or a down day, down week, down month, if you're just not feeling the vibe, whether it be in life or business, here's a couple of little tactics and strategies. Here's some tactics and strategies that we use, or that I use more than Hayley, frankly, that helps you kind of like stay...
Kind of like...
Can't talk today. I've only had one cup of tea, that's why. Because I've been up half the night. How are you feeling?
I'm fucking great. Refreshed. I feel like I've had like 8 hours.
Because you have.
Ooh.
That's why you feel like you have. Because you have. In fact, actually, I think you managed to squeeze a little 9 in last night. Did I just spit? Just sorry for the sound of that.
Just spat on his microphone.
Spat on my microphone. Anyway, so what are the...
sounds rude.
Oh, that God. Says more about you than about anybody else.
Maybe I'm Lechilin.
Maybe you are.
What could my name be?
Lechilinda.
No, my aunt's called Linda. Yeah,
and she listens to the podcast.
Hello, Linda. Hello, Linda and Ian,
if you're listening. Right, so in this section, I wanted to just talk about some of the things that I do that I think will
sorry,
help
we're getting
you.
Serious, aren't we? I can tell by your tone.
Yeah, because quite often when stuff isn't going the way that you want it to, if you look at your activity, if you tracked your activity.
I only do it for a minimal amount of time that you can see where you're spending
time. You don't need to track this for like 4 months, by the way, just to see whether you're feeling good or not. But there'll be certain stuff that you do when you feel really good. And I've talked about like rating my day before, and you've talked about that. You find it entirely laughable.
James has to do a lot to get through each
day. I've got 10 things that I rate myself on every day. And if I do all of the things, I've not hit 100% all year, by the way.
My goodness.
But the other day, hit a 90. Hit a 90%.
Wow.
In fact, that was yesterday.
Although I'm laughing yesterday. At you, but I do a thing where I rate my like 10 areas of my life every month.
Do
not
you?
Every day, yeah.
What, like a Wheel of Life thing?
Type, yeah. So like...
Where do you do that?
In my coaching.
Oh, yeah. So you don't do it by yourself. You do it because you're forced to do it.
Yeah, but it's still the same thing, right?
Yeah, okay.
That's why I've got a coach, because she kicks me up the arse to do the things that I need to be doing. It's the whole point.
But anyway, within the stuff that I do consistently, what you'll find is if something's off, it's easy to drop that stuff. It's easy to... How's the right way to frame it? It's easy to do the stuff that you need to do when you feel good about doing it.
Do you know what? I'm so sorry. I was just looking, no lie, at your headphones and thinking, they really look like, you know, like the big cut mushrooms. I don't know why I was just thinking that. They look like, you know, like the mushrooms.
I think we need to get you some stuff for like focus. I think you've got an issue with focusing. I think we need to get on heights. It's an amazing supplement called heights.
I think it's this position. It's linking me to a different part of my brain, I'm telling you. If I sat there again next time,
you'd be bang
it'd be
on
dreamy.
Fire. Anyway, so one of the things that I think is really good for people to do, especially if you're feeling like overwhelmed, because often if things aren't going right, you can get a feeling of overwhelmed. And then you start to go, oh, I feel a bit anxious. Then you start going, oh, I feel like I've got anxiety. And then you start labeling stuff that, don't get me wrong, anxiousness, anxiety is definitely a thing, medically proven to be a thing. But there's a way that you can help yourself to not get to that point, right? And one of the things that I think is really useful is breath work. Now, there's lots of different versions of it, and this guy didn't invent it, but the proponent of it that I recommend most highly is Wim Hof. Now, he's quite famous for doing like the ice bath thing. He's called the Iceman, don't they? They call him Wim Hof the Iceman. So he's been very famous for creating like people getting into like cold therapy and the breathing and all that kind of stuff. And he's got a brilliant app, right? There you go. You can see it down the camera if you're watching this.
It's free as well, isn't it?
And it's free, yeah. So you could actually do an interactive breathing session. I think these are the kind of things that could help you to get back on track.
Yeah.
And give you opportunity. Because you've done it a couple of times this week, haven't you?
I have learned a lot about the whole like the breathing. I've read the book, his book. It's very interesting how breathing, oxygenating your blood can actually cure a lot of like illnesses. But also it's about in that moment of your breath controls feelings almost. So if you're feeling a bit like head up and a bit like stressed, actually if you sat and did some really slow breaths, it can actually ground you, and vice versa. If you're feeling a bit flat or a bit like lethargic and you've got to like, I don't know, maybe you've got a talk or something you need to be a bit more upbeat for, you can actually do breath work that again creates energy. So yeah. I do 100%. And this week I have, because I've been feeling a bit in moments, feeling a bit like, I don't know, yeah, overwhelmed. I have sat there and gone, right, let me just take some breaths and just ground myself.
And there's a couple of ways you can do this. And I'm not professing to be like a breath work practitioner or expert, by the way, but there's a really good one if you need to like reset quickly, called a box breath. So you breathe in for 4, you hold for 4, you breathe out for 4, you hold for 4. And you do that 10 times over.
Okay.
And then that will... And it's not just like, oh, I feel better. Like it actually changes state of your, it'll reduce your heart rate. It oxygenates your blood. It gives you more clarity.
Are we going to do breathing?
Yeah.
Well, down the mic?
Yeah.
That's going to be nice to people.
So this is the interactive Wim Hof app.
I love it.
I'm going to put Wim's voice on. So we're just going to do 10 breaths.
Holy in. Holy out.
That's Hayley's impression of Wim Hof. Yes. So the idea of it, and my mate Gary Brecker got me into this, and he's one of the world's leading human biologists. He's on Stephen Bartlett's podcast a couple of weeks ago, which I was surprised to see, but very pleased for him because he got a lot of interaction and attention, he told me, on WhatsApp, which was good. But he says that the presence of oxygen is the absence of disease.
Wow.
So in a cell in your body, a disease can't live there if it's full of oxygen.
Wow.
So you basically need to keep yourself filled up with oxygen.
Yeah.
So he says that the best sort of medicine for you every day is to do 30 rounds of this deep breathing, three sets of 30 rounds of this breathing. But we haven't got time for that. So we're just going to do 10, right? But you do a deep breath in.
Can I add one thing?
Deep breath out.
That if you put your hands on your diaphragm and when you breathe in,
I'll put mine on
your stomach should expand. That's proper breathing. So when you breathe properly, air fills your stomach. Some people, when you breathe in, you kind of like take in the breath. That's not the correct way to breathe. It should be going into your stomach. So your stomach should expand when you breathe in.
Yes. And then at the end of the breath work, what you do after normally 30 rounds of these deep breaths, then you'd hold your breath for as long as comfortable, and it's not like a challenge and you're not trying to go for as long as you can.
Oh, I do. I'm like, come on! 4 seconds.
But I've got it to a point where I've done like 3 minutes before. Like, hold your breath. It's nuts. But you feel fucking amazing after.
Oh my God, I've got to do about 45 seconds.
So anyway, so you do the 30 rounds of the breathing, which we ain't got time to do, so we're not going to do
gonna
it.
Do 10.
Then you do 10. The breathe and then you hold. Then you hold. You do the breath hold and then you do a sort of almost like a reset breath. Yeah. So we're going to go.
Let's do this.
And do 10 rounds.
Have we got
rounds.
Some like music or is it just
going to
be?
No, it's going to come through. Breathing phase music. Here you go. Yeah, I'm going to turn that on as well. So this is the Wim Hof app. And again, if you're feeling anxious, you're feeling not quite settled, you're not feeling quite good, just a deep breath. Again, you can do the box breath, breathe in 4, hold 4, breathe out 4, hold 4. That's easily done. You don't need an app to do that, obviously. But if you want a bit of guidance from somebody who's doing it at the highest level, then this is a good app for you. So this is the Wim Hof. We're going to do it together, yeah? If you'd like to join in at home. Whether you're listening,
put my
watching.
Feet on the floor. I'm grounding.
Ground yourself. Well, you're not really grounding because it's a fake floor, isn't it? Mind you, it is wood, so I suppose that's better than nothing. That's also supposed to be really good for you, getting your feet on the earth,
ground.
Earthing.
I mean, after seeing what the foxes have done out there, no fucking chance.
Hayley, everybody, here you go.
Letting go. Breathe in. Breathe out. Go with the flow of the breath. In. Out. In.
This is not gone to plan.
Into the belly, into the chest, let go. Like a wing. Breath hold from now on.
There you go, you do a breath hold. So you don't breathe in. You hold it for as long as it's comfortable.
Let the body do. Is capable of doing.
Yes, Wim. I've breathed out.
Take a deep breath.
At the end, you take a deep breath in. You hold this for 15 seconds. So that's fat all over you
five,
now.
4, 3, 2, 1. And let go.
Let it go, guys. Let it go.
Oh, well, he's still talking.
I just love his voice.
It's good. We did not do that justice.
We didn't.
But
we didn't.
Go and check out Wim Hof.
I don't
on the
think
app
this
store.
Is probably the podcast for it, but it is very good. What I always find surprising is actually when you do it through his app, the breath is quite fast.
We can slow it down.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or you can have it go slow. Or I tell you what, though, one Sunday when you'd gone out with the kids, another Sunday.
Wow. Do you get all these Sundays off? When do I get a Sunday to go out?
That's because I accumulate my time in early mornings that you don't get out of bed.
One
so it's not one morning though, is it? And I did it on slow for the 30 breaths. Mm. And by the end of it, like it takes like 15 minutes to do it. But you feel like you're floating on air.
Yeah.
And you feel like a little bit tingly and like a little bit
There was
bit
a TV
hot,
show,
like,
wasn't there, that
yeah,
he did with Holly Willoughby and...
Lee Mack.
Lee Mack were the presenters. And he took like celebrities through different challenges.
Do you remember we put
But
one
they
of
had
them
some
in...
really like amazing
like,
results from the
yeah.
breathing, wasn't it?
Well, apparently I've heard of people when they do the breath work who've done it at a Wim Hof training.
Oh, okay.
Like you kind of... Not go to like another level.
Yeah.
Again, it depends what you believe in, but like you're not like fully
yeah.
there. Like you open up like a different level of consciousness.
And you sort of like bring out things that subconsciously like affect the way you think, or like part, not past life regression and such, but like things from your past that you've never really dealt with.
Gabby Logan did it on the TV show, because she's quite like stiff upper lip. She's quite matter of fact. She, you know, she's just like, used to presenting herself in a certain way. She just like broke down, didn't she? Like a real epiphany.
Great, guys. So just go breathe, have a breakdown, and rebuild yourself.
Yeah, good luck with all of that stuff.
No, but in all jokes aside, it is amazing. Oh, we've got more.
Some other suggestions. Wim Hof, I suggest. The Calm app is very good for meditation. Again, if you're not someone who can meditate or doesn't think you can meditate, that's a really good way of, they've got some good guided meditations.
Nice.
Headspace app, that's another good one for guided meditation. Actually, I would say that Headspace is probably the best one if you've never done it before.
Yeah.
Because he does this like analogy of like sitting in the traffic. And you like, and you understand like what your mind's doing and why.
And
it
meditation's
does it.
Become like, people used to think, oh, meditation, you've got to sit there like cross-legged with your, you know, your hands like this in a field, but you don't. Like, there's so many different forms of meditation. It's effectively about just having that moment to just think and be with yourself. Really,
a fella I know, Dr. E, who is like a medically trained doctor and also a biohacker, I saw he put a post out the other day. Oh, where was it? It was on his Instagram, and he's an actual, so he's a NHS doctor as well as what he does with, he's got a clinic called Humour, which is an amazing place over in Chelsea. Oh, I can't find it. Done it. It's an Insta story, but he put an Insta story up of a prescription that he gave to somebody, and it was 30 seconds of cold shower.
Amazing.
3 rounds of Wim Hof breathing and journaling. And he said, I'm not going to give you anything until you've done this.
Oh, that's amazing. If only everyone, like the medical world, could go down that route. But journaling, you've got that written.
Journaling, I've got written down, and also tracking your data. So look at how you perform. And you don't have to like track it every day. You don't need like a spreadsheet. It doesn't have to be complicated. But when you are performing really, really, really well, look at what it is you're doing consistently to get you into that peak state.
Also, when we're saying like performing really well, we're not just talking about work. No. We're not talking about like performing for work, because that's just like a byproduct. It's about feeling good. That's the thing. So my issue, the way I've been feeling at the minute, this whole like not being perfect, it's more like a feeling, it's emotions. If I sort it out in as me as a person, it will impact my business anyway. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not about peak performance in business, is it? It's just in life.
No, because it's not about the... Sorry, guys.
Right, I've got to tell you. The other day, you know, we say like James has got these weird, we've got to have some music. James has got these like weird noises, right? Oh, I should have told you. But the other day, I was watching telly. I think we were watching Wednesday. We finally finished it. And it was like sitting next to a creaking door.
Oh, it was weird.
Like James's belly was going.
We started the Gusto meals though, which was in, what do we have?
Oh my goodness.
It was like spicy.
We've shouted out so many people today. But we started spicy Gusto. Cod. Spicy cod Mongolian curry, which was incredible. And but after, you were just like a creaking door. We're at that age where like these noises just come out of
just
us
leak,
now.
Just noises and smells just leak out of you. Anyway.
That was the other thing.
I ain't got time for that, guys,
like,
unfortunately.
Every time James come near me, I was like, fart. He's like, no. I'm like, oh my God, you actually just smell like
ambiently
fart.
Just stink of fart.
Anyway, on that note.
So there we go. Thank you for tuning in today, guys. Very much appreciated. Again, it doesn't have to be perfect, and hopefully you have learned that from the podcast today. Whether you've got a business, or whether you've got a job, whether you've got a family, or you're starting a family, or whether you're by yourself, or whatever it may be. Things are never going to be perfect.
They're not.
Your ducks are never going to all be in a row.
They're not.
It's just
you've
that
just got
simple,
to deal
okay?
with it. You've got to understand it.
Imperfect action. Until you get to the place where
so
you are
wise,
one
James.
Step closer to where you want to be. Because ultimately, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. You've got to take that single step to get moving.
Love it. Thanks, James.
I've been
As
James
always,
Birch.
I've been Hayley Appleby Burt.
And you have been listening to the Business Marriage Podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please give it a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast. See you again next time. Bye. We love you. Bye. Media production.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel-Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.